So what about you crossing boundaries with some people, a couple of people close to her?
I don't know nothing about that. And if there was, and I'm not sure what it is, that's something that she's aware of, and it wasn't a problem. But you know what? I'll say this. A lot of it is our personal business in our marriage, and I won't discuss it.
Are you talking about you and her?
Yeah.
That marriage is over.
I understand that, but it's a lot of personal stuff that I'm not even going to put out.
You've already done that, though.
No, like very personal stuff.
You know, I already say stuff about her running off and sleeping with this person, that person, blah, blah, blah.
She's not sleeping with
nobody. I ain't talking about in the marriage. I'm talking about throughout you all's relationship and breakups and all the rest of that stuff.
This was before we even started, got married. That don't count.
So, you apparently crossed some lines and took it upon yourself to touch a couple of people sexually?
I don't know nothing about that.
Really?
I don't know nothing about that. Put it this way, if I did, I can't even get into it. Because it's kind of not my business to put out, but I can't get into it.
It wasn't something that she was okay with.
I can't get into it.
Well, it's already been disclosed, honey.
I mean, you heard, if you did contact her, or whatever the case, you know, my side of the story is what counts.
Why is that?
Because you only heard one side.
I've heard your side for the last 4 years.
But you heard the vindictive, whatever, and me having a baby, nothing was bigger in my life at the time than me having a baby. And nothing was, she was not against, I mean, she was against, so against having one for whatever reason that, you know, it caused mad stuff to go on. And I'm not in control of it. But, you know, my reason.
Caused stuff to go on with who?
Between us.
So because she was against having a baby, you decided to come downstairs one night and catch her friend who was sleeping on the couch.
I don't know nothing about that.
I'm sorry.
But I tell you this.
I don't find it hard to believe with this dealing, especially with the circumstances that recently happened within this family.
Who did I touch?
It ain't about touch. You say something sexually inappropriate to my daughter.
No, I said something inappropriate. I didn't touch or ask for somebody to, you know,